an old-fashioned howdy from home. Greetings, friends. Here's Wade Lane a-dropping in to say howdy to the folks. How is everybody this evening? Oh, is that vacant chair for me? Well, now that's fine. What do you say we all sit down and do a little daydreaming? You know, they tell us that we do our best dreaming just before we wake up. Sort of significant, isn't it? Maybe the fellow who goes around with dreams in his head isn't so goofy after all. 'Cause half the time he's just on the verge of waking up and putting those dreams into action. Did you ever dream somebody was bending over you, calling your name, and then wake up to find that person shaking your shoulder, telling you to get up, breakfast was ready? About the pleasantest way I know of to come awake.
If I were sleeping and you came to where I lay, my dear, and breathing tender tone my name, my heart would hear. Your voice would break my sleep, and all that silent main would call me back from slumber deep to love and you again. Oh, when I rest alone apart beneath God's skies, forever stilled my beating heart and closed my eyes, by power of love divine, from death's untroubled shore, your voice will call this soul of mine to be near you, to be near you.
I guess all of us have had the experience while doing some little insignificant thing, like reaching for a hairbrush or maybe just stooping to pick up a pin, of suddenly being struck with the sensation of having been in that precise position, making exactly those same motions at some other time. Memory. Oh, it plays queer tricks on us, doesn't it? I sometimes wonder how these folks who have so many love affairs manage to get along when they grow older and begin living principally on memories. My goodness. A moonlight night must make them positively dizzy. You know, I can imagine them sighing, it was on a night like this that I kissed Jenny. No, wait a minute. Was it Molly? Or was it Betty? Well, at any rate, it was a moonlight night. Yeah. I guess some folks get kind of bewildered when they start remembering old sweethearts. and can't remember which one they're remembering.
When are the lips and are the hearts their tales of love shall tell in language whose excess imparts the power they feel so well. Well, perhaps in such a scene some recollection be.
Did you ever notice how many varying emotions can be put into one simple little word? Now, take the word please. The little child begging for a cookie says, please. Just one, Mama, please. The father trying to read his evening paper in the midst of his family groans and says, will you kids please keep still for a minute? The hostess smiles at the unexpected guests whose coming has upset all her plans. I'd be so pleased if you'd stay for lunch. And all the time she may be praying they won't do it. And the lover murmurs into his sweetheart's ear, please, darling, let's make it in June.
Lend your little ear to my pleas. Lend a ray of cheer to my pleas. Tell me that you love me too. Please let me hold you tight in my arms. I could find delight in your charms. every night the whole life through. Your eyes reveal that you have the soul of an angel white as snow. But how long must I play the role of a gloomy Romeo? Oh, please say you're not intending to tease. Speed the happy ending and please tell me that you love me too.
Yes, mighty useful little word, that little please. It can turn a sharp command into a gentle request. Not an important word. You can leave it out of any sentence without changing the grammatical construction. But try adding it and see how it alters the meaning of what you say. Why, it's like a smile. It makes all the difference in the world. Yes, and if I don't get along, it'll make all the difference in the world to some other folks that I know. But it's sure been nice to have neighbored with you. Home folks, home.